XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Hello, good morning, XFM Breakfast. Hello. It's Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. As you may have heard in the news, then Nick Griffin has stood down as leader of the BNP after 15 years, and the former MEP is now looking for a new job. Now, we've given him a position here at XFM, but, well, there it is. As you can hear, the engineering team is working with them, and we've got people now trying to undo the mess he's made overnight during his time here, and we need to apologise to anyone listening in stereo who may be noticing now that everything's gone over to the far right. So that's just what happens if you employ Nick Griffin. Once we find the button that gets my voice back to the middle of... Oh, there we go. Yep, everything's fine.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Yes. XFM.
This morning, I issue a cry for help, an appeal, in many ways, because I do need a little bit of help with something. What it is that I was off a couple of weeks ago, as you may know, and the reason I had a week off was to finish a book. So it was really interesting I couldn't put it down, so I had to get to the end. I mean, here we go.
It's like a holiday to finish a book.
I'm writing a book. I've got a book. There's a book coming out, I think, next spring. But you have to hand these things in, it turns out, really quite ahead of the time in order for them to, you know, spell check it or something.
You missed your deadline, haven't you?
I missed the deadline by a year. And, I was asked to write this book before I started this job 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And then as I started this job, as you know, it takes up, it doesn't sound like it, but it takes up a fair amount of time. So I didn't really have time to write a book.
Yeah.
And then I managed to sort of just fit it in eventually. And then I'm handing it in a year later.
Well, at least you didn't spend the advance they gave you. That's probably all right.
That's the main reason I had to finish it.
I hope there's not too many topical gags in there. If it's a year old, are there going to be jokes about the Olympics?
Yeah, that's the, again, like I said, it's awkward. It's awkward. But the problem is I don't have a title. Okay, that's the upshot. Now, and Dave actually said, well, why not throw that out? Because I was saying, it's really hard to think of a title for a book. You just can't. It's impossible. And Dave said, well, why not just do it as we'll do it on air. And then, you know, perhaps you'll get your title from a listener. And I thought it was actually a very nice thing. But it's difficult. It's difficult, isn't it? I suppose you need to know the premise of the book as well, which that would help.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Okay, here it is. It's quite grown up, right? Because it's a sort of memoir, right? But from the point of view... so it's growing up in the 70s and 80s, essentially, right? It's sort of one of those, with jokes. Obviously. Yeah. So it's not very topical, to be honest. It is if you live in the 70s.
In
the Neaton, exactly, yeah. But here's the thing, Matt, you'll like this. Now, because I was adopted as a child...
Yes.
I know this is your favourite subject. Matt goes a bit awkward when I talk about it.
Because
you can't deal with it. It's great.
It's fine.
Yes. Well, because I was adopted as a child, Matt, what it was, when I had my first daughter... some years ago, right? 4 years ago, I was given those forms you get as a father that you are supposed to fill in with your medical history, your family medical history.
Okay?
And I realised as they slid that form over the desk and said, can you fill this in about diabetes and heart disease and whether anyone in your family's ever died early? Because you are essentially a walking medical time bomb.
Yeah.
And you'll have passed that onto your children. That's what everyone does. And I realised I couldn't fill that form in because I have no idea who my biological parents are. So I was adopted at 4 weeks old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I can't hand them a form of my medical history, but what I can do is write them a document of who I am.
Oh.
You see, that's the gist of it. But what the problem there is, when I've now read the book back, it's so mental and filth and a bit weird that they're never going to be allowed to read it. So I've sort of shot myself in the foot a little bit there. So it's a sort of growing up-y memoir. But I have no titles. I have no titles for it. And I know you were trying to think of some.
I was thinking, how did they phrase it on Newsnight when you were on Newsnight in 2014, just this month, wasn't it? Earlier this month. I think the line that Kirsty Watt used was "No stranger to mockery." That's quite a nice title. John Holmes, "No stranger to mockery."
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
It's Thursday, so we welcome our friend of the show, of course, who fills a gap, really. gap in society, because other breakfast outlets will often bring you a pause for thought moment, a reminder of our spiritual side, and offer you a moment of respite in this busy race we call rat. But they'll always do it with, like, you know, Christians and Muslims and you know, Judaism and another, all of the religions, really, except for one, which is, of course, Satanism, which is why we like to plug that gap here on the XFM Breakfast Show with another visit from a friendly high priest of the church, Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. We welcome once again High Priest Vexen Le Crowley with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. Last week, I found myself having to go to the Satanist conference in Birmingham. Usually, I would take the train for such a journey, but with prices as high as they are, and the fact that I have been banned from travelling by train following an incident which left three East Coast mainline staff in therapy and me with chicken scratches on my chest, I decided to make alternative arrangements. And that's why I found myself at Victoria Coach Station awaiting the arrival of a coach to take me to the conference. I must say, it's been many years since I used such a service, and I was very impressed by how pleasant the vehicle was, and some of the services offered, which included Wi-Fi and complimentary drinks. However, on deciding to go to the onboard toilet, my enjoyment was temporarily marred, as I could see that it had been blocked. Without wanting to go into too much detail, someone had clearly used it rather more heavily than this lightweight device was probably designed to cope with. And as I recoiled at the state of the WC, I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For while mankind wishes to remove that which is bad, unwholesome, and repugnant, the tawdry beast of viciousness wishes to place that which repels at the very heart of society. Far from removing or stopping any sort of stink, he who wishes to please the old red imp should, if anything, take such minor inconveniences and attempt to turn them into major hurdles for all and sundry. And that's why I used my feet to smash up the toilet good and proper, at first breaking the seat, but eventually cracking the plastic which held the flimsy edifice together and releasing the true stink of the tank underneath. Within moments, I had rendered the toilet completely unusable for anyone else. But it was the way in which I then smashed down the door, tearing it from its hinges and sending metal and plastic careering into the bus, which really caught people's attention. The noise, sight and smell was already causing a commotion amongst the passengers, but I'd not yet fully completed the task in hand, so to speak, so opened the emergency exit and urinated wildly onto the M40 as we drove along. Before long, the bus had pulled into the hard shoulder and I was forcibly removed from it and left on the side of the road. And as I walked to Birmingham, covered in wee and worse, wondering if it had been worth it, I ended up bumping into a couple of other Satanists on their way to the conference who themselves had been thrown out of their vehicles for committing terrible acts. One had killed a goat on a megabus, another had smeared entrails on a vicar on a train, and, perhaps committing the worst crime of all, yet another had been thrown out of a black cab for telling the driver how much he liked the new Uber smartphone app. We eventually made it to the conference, which was rubbish. And that should give us all something to think about.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
It'll be quite a lot of leather jacket related book titles.
Well, that was coming, wasn't it?
Coming in here. Yeah. Should the book itself have a leather jacket, do you think?
Well, it depends on whether it could pull it off or not.
Well, like I could at that Stereophonics gig that time. Yeah. We've got Harry and Chislehurst, the man behind the jacket. To say a short story, call it that. It's going down your insult. Yeah,
so this is for your new book?
This is exactly right, yes. This is exactly right, which is out next spring. I don't have a title, but it needs one, and I thought I'd get help, but instead it's just sort of a string of insults.
A lot of insults are coming in.
There's a lot of jacket ones, aren't there? The curious incident of the black leather jacket in the night.
I just wore... Who's that from?
That's come from Claire.
No, I just wore a jacket once on stage at a Stereophonics gig, and now this. There was actually, of course, another John Holmes, famously, the adult entertainer.
With an H.
Yeah, with an H, who famously had a rather large...
Yes.
Yeah, and he's taken the best. You'd have liked this because of the height reference, but his book was called John Holmes, A Life Measured in Inches.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. XFM.
It's time to upend the newspapers, your Monday morning, and indeed some of the leftover gag ends of the weekend newspapers, and chuck the showbiz tossip out of them, separating the news wheat from the news chaff. As ever comes Matt. What have you got, Matt? What's in it?
Well, an unlikely showbiz feud first up. Professor Green, on one hand, he's that sort of rapper guy.
Is he from Cluedo?
White British rapper. No, he's not from Cluedo. Oh. Who goes out with a Chelsea reality person, I think, or possibly married, I don't really know. And Robbie Williams.
I've heard of him.
Robbie Williams has fallen out with Professor Green. Is he in the library? With a lead pipe. No lead pipe.
Is he a real professor?
He is, actually, yes. He's a professor in hip-hop.
What?
He's not. I think he's awful.
Is this like Dr. Fox isn't the real doctor?
Yeah.
Can't go around calling yourself this.
I'll just call myself that. It takes years of training,
yeah.
Professor Green.
This is just undermining professorship,
isn't it? You're right.
Like Fox undermines the medical profession.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
This shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed.
It's like impersonating a police officer. He should be in prison for this.
Yeah. It's like putting letters in front of your name when they're not. When you're just making it up, just say, that's my name.
Yeah.
That's my new rap name.
It's just, no. Professor Green.
Anyway, a foul-mouthed message from the ex-Take That star left on Professor Green's voicemail appears to be on his new album. apparently, Green
That's
was...
That's phone hacking, Professor Green!
No, it was on his own mobile. It's all right. So it's his own mobile voicemail. And they fell out because Robbie Williams decided to do a collaboration with Dizzy Rascal rather than... I don't know why they're all scrabbling around to get Robbie Williams on there. All these young rappers really want Robbie to be on their new album. But the voicemail reads like this. Green, Robbie calls him Green. Green, it's Robbie Williams. I've just heard your album. Listen, A... keep my name out of your mouth. B, why'd you have to go and mention Rudebox? It was a pretty swear-wordy time of my life. Swear-word you, Green. Wow.
Maybe it's the wrong Green. Maybe he's phoning up Green, the lead singer of Skritti Palitta.
Yeah, that's who he meant. There's two. A, it's funny that Professor Green has slagged off Rootbox because it's one of the worst songs ever made, except you and Dave love it. B, the great thing is that Robbie was in a really dark place when he recorded that abysmal song with a rap on it. Maybe, though, he led the way for people like... Dizzy Rascal and Professor Green.
Well,
it's British rapping.
Technically, I don't know. I don't think you can take people. Even if it's left on your own phone, I don't think you can put that. That's a private message. I don't think you can put
it's not ethical,
that,
is it?
I think he should be in prison with Andy Coulson.
Yes, yeah. I suppose so.
But certainly not, even not in a real professor.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
And one other thing. Jennifer Aniston has launched the new perfume, J by Jennifer Aniston. The actress has released a second perfume. This is her second one. This one is inspired by the sea, apparently. She says, and I quote, it has a hint of that salty sea smell that reminds me of a day spent in the ocean. It's relaxed and refreshing.
So, Jennifer Aniston. Shall I go there, Dave?
Well, I don't think you need to.
Okay, fine.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Tomorrow is my deadline to hand in the first draft of a book that I've written, which is a sort of memoir growing up in the 70s and 80s and that sort of thing. But I don't have a title, and Dave suggested that you might be able to help. And, well, you've had a go at it, I suppose. What have we got? What's coming, Matt? What have we got? It's just a string of abuse now. It's turned into Dave's sort of lit the tiny touch paper, and it's just gone off on short joke crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, this is from Bed Taker. What about calling it The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey? Come on! It's been done! What have you got?
Well, Joe from Dartford first up says, going on height alone, I think your real parents are Lego people, which is nice. Some insight into your birth parents there from Joe. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
John Holmes, a life in leather, suggests Philip.
You wear one leather jacket on one stage at one Stereophonics gig and they won't let it lie. Life in leather. That makes it sound porno. I'm not calling it that. I'm not calling it that.
The short and short of it. A John Holmes memoir.
Well, that's if I was going to go down that route, which I'm not, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's quite good. I also like a short story. Just call it that. That's not bad.
John Holmes, no, not that one, is Mark the White Van Man's suggestion, which is quite good. I quite like that.
It'd probably sell more, to be honest, if I just pretended I was that one.
Yeah.
I might as well just call it Harry Potter and the man, the adopted man. And I'd probably get... Yeah, it's got the word Harry Potter in it. It's going to sell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tim and Billericay's moved away from the height jokes.
Good.
Due to your love of poetry on this very breakfast show.
Oh, yeah, well.
John Holmes, how to effortlessly crowbar in war poetry into a contemporary indie rock breakfast show.
It's not a very catchy title, is it?
It's
not going to leap off the shelf.
No, but neither some of the poetry that you read out, so.
Con Men might be on something when I just call, he just said call it, you know, just eventuality, isn't it? Just call it John Holmes reduced to clear.
Nice. Yeah. Due to your love of soft rock, Hannah suggests John Bon Holmesy.
Oh! Yeah, I like that one. Anyway, I'm going to go through all of these, right, properly, and see if I can actually find one that'll help. And I'll let you know, but thanks for nothing.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And I'm joined this morning by the star of one episode of Alexi Sayle's Merry-Go-Round, in which he played various... in about 1998, and someone who, for me, I think will always be the definitive man in brothel in the little scene 1999 film Plunkett and McLean, the film which failed to make a star of Johnny Lee Miller. Good morning, Noel Fielding, how are you?
I had one line in that film,
yeah.
And it was... What's going on here?
Impeccably delivered.
Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, I can't believe you learned the script and remember it now. It's incredible. How are you?
I'm very well. That wasn't a bad show.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. Was it, in your own opinion, good or better than yours?
I'd say it was better, yeah.
Yeah.
Much better.
This is luxury comedy, of course, we're talking about.
Yeah.
What's luxurious about your comedy?
Oh, I don't know, really. It took a long time to make. It was dense. It was there's so much animation, but there's only a few of us making it.
Yeah.
And, so it was sort of quite dense, like a fruitcake. So it took a long time. So we thought, oh, it's like a sort of luxury cake, which takes 7 years to make.
Yeah. But you have brought some luxury coffee in, I notice. As a gift. This is a bribe, is it? Is that what this is?
I've got my own brand of coffee.
You have?
So
yeah.
Wow. If the show doesn't go that well, I'm going to open up a cafe.
Do you handpick this from the slopes of, it says here, Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you?
Yeah. On my hands and knees.
Yeah. Is it fair trade?
It is, yeah.
All right, Chris Martin.
What I do is basically cover myself in a kind of resin and just roll about until I'm covered in coffee.
Yeah, and then just scrape it off.
And then someone scrapes me.
Yeah, because... people.
Alexi,
scrape me. I'm covered in it.
He's got one of those combs, like a flick comb, you know, you used to get when you were about 12 in France. Like a flick comb, and he just scrapes me down.
Yeah, nice. Into his own cup as well.
Straight in. He eats it with a spoon. He's hardcore.
Yeah, no water, just raw coffee with the essence of Fielding. Just lovely.
He's buzzing. He loves it.
Nice. I remember back in the Boosh days, I gave you a lift.
Did you?
That's right.
I was trying to work out where.
Yeah, I gave you a lift. It's weird, this.
Julian said never take lifts from strangers.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know that famous story about Blondie nearly being killed by the by Ted Bundy,
yeah.
Serial killer.
And she got in his car with no door
yeah,
handle.
It was like that, but you escaped.
I managed to crawl out.
No, it was, I'll tell you what it was. It was years ago. You were just, so you're on the circuit, and you played a gig in Canterbury, and I was working in a theatre. I don't know if I mentioned that, Dave or Matt. Yeah,
wow.
And I was,
kept that quiet.
Yeah. And I gave you a lift to the station afterwards because you didn't know where it was, and I was just being kind.
I remember we pulled over at one point.
We did. Dogging. I don't even call it. We invented dogging. No.
You slipped on some. Was it Phil Collins?
That's right. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Next to me, I knew I had no pants on.
Let's talk about Kasabian as well, because you appeared on stage with them. Now. Well, you're all over Kasabian like a rash.
I know.
But I want you to share with me the story of the bus on the way. Was this on the way to Glastonbury?
On the way to Glastonbury, yeah. What did you do on the bus on the way up? Well, basically, me and Serge sat in the front of the bus under a duvet and listened to Three Men on a Boat, led by Hugh Laurie, drinking peppermint tea.
This is so rock and roll.
It was quite beautiful.
It's not the image anyone wants of you.
I know, but in a way, it's the most rock and roll thing you can ever do.
What was the rest of the bus doing? Orgies?
They were all partying.
Yeah, of course they were.
Making a lot of noise.
Did you have an early... When Serge came in...
Yeah.
Serge, obviously, you know, friend of the show. although I've never sat under a duvet with him. But he revealed to us that his early job was packing Tia Maria in a Tia Maria factory. I wondered if you could top that.
Well, what did I do? I worked in a baker's once for one day, and when the boss went out, when he came back, I was lying on the floor eating cake, so I got fired. Then I went to B&Q to get a job, and it was like the costume. That's how much I know about working. The uniform. Everything's a costume to me.
Yeah, we can see that.
Green or red dungarees, and I went, I'm sorry, I won't be able to work here. That's not going to work for me. That was about the extent of it.
Will you, we're going to, if you don't mind hanging about, we're going to come back, because I know we spoke about Kasabian, but also, of course, Robots in Disguise, the band.
Yeah.
You've worked with them before.
Yeah.
So I thought, what better topical way to crowbar in a game of band or transformer?
Amazing.
Which is obviously in the cinema. Anyway, shall we play some music and come back?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Noel Fielding on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Good morning, it's XFM Breakfast, and of course, well, being Wednesday, it's high time we brought you this week's largely irrelevant paper review. Many other media outlets, of course, go through the papers on a daily basis, don't they? All of them. Now, you just have to turn the television on to see that. Eamon Holmes squatting over the Independent, trying to review what's in it, and you get all that, don't you, with their guests on the sofa. Annabelle Giles, there she is, isn't she, on the television? Annabelle Giles analysing the Telegraph's take on the continuing hampering of the MH17 recovery efforts by Russian pro-separatists. Annabelle Giles' take on that.
Yeah.
It's what we've all been waiting for, isn't it? Russell Grant going through the Financial Times' stance on the... On the ongoing debate about FGM.
And that actually happened this morning.
That's actually on the television.
Right now.
Well, Russell, what can you tell us about FGM, Russell Grant? Why are you asking him? ex-Blue Peter presenter Jana Ellis talking us through Attitude magazine's angle on the Litvinenko death inquiry. It's all there. But it's not for us. We're not doing that because we bring you the largely irrelevant papers that no one else is covering. Matt, what have you got this morning?
MRW, I've got this month's MRW, of course. You often see it scattered around on the tube, don't you?
Yeah. Have the government got a stance on MRW as well?
MRW. It's Materials Recycling World, of course. MRW, the market-leading business resource and website for recycling and waste. I've got this month's publication, some great stuff in there. If you just flick to page 7 when you get your copy, Talking Rubbish, MRW exclusive interview with Waste Manager of the Month for the North East region. they call him the Recycling Renegade. It's Jim Glover.
Jim Glover!
The interview everyone wanted. Materials Recycling World, they got it. Also, Waste Not Want Not. Are you getting the most out of your back-end system?
Well, it's a question we all ask ourselves.
Plus, the best results should really be by grinding our rubber buffers, apparently. They speak to expert recycler Margaret Smelton.
She sounds great.
And you can win an all-expenses coach trip to the newly renovated South Sheffield landfill site.
It's good.
Well worth checking out MRW this month.
I've got Flight Magazine. It's the magazine for the paper aeroplane enthusiast. That's right. It provides enthusiasts with all the information there is to know about the about art, paper, aeroplane sculpting from folding to flying. This is the magazine for you. Again, flip through it. Stop at page 23. To show or not to show the strengths and weaknesses of exposing your flaps. This is Flight Magazine, not any other kind of magazine. I just emphasise that. Page 44 has Plane, P-L-A-N-E, and Simple, expert flyer Norman Pearson shows us some of the most effective folds. What about the Nakamura lock? Hiding a tip will help your device last longer.
Really?
Yeah. And my favourite, though, is the Art of the Curved Wing, which is known as the Bender, of course. But Scandal in the Sky, Matt. It's a big question. Is a weighted nose classed as cheating?
Question.
Yeah.
Dave!
I've got grass. The confidence of this publication. They're not even saying what it is, it's just called Grass. They've not even called it a magazine or a monthly, but delving deeper, I have found out that it is the British Grassland Society's exciting quarterly magazine, packed with activities and news to keep you up to date on all things grass. Page 11, very quickly, scalping. How short is too short when it comes to trimming around your bush?
Oh, come on.
And page 55, yes. Joe Strimmer. In our wait for it. Joe Strummer, in our rock and roll segment of this quarter's publication, we ask, if Joe Strummer was still alive today, how seriously would he take lawn maintenance?
XFM Breakfast,
hello, good morning, I'm John Holmes, and still joined by Noel Fielding, hanging around.
I haven't left yet.
Just like some
waiting
sort of...
for a lift.
I will drive you to the station, it's going to be fine. We're going to play Vandal Transformer, that's what I promised.
Oh, brilliant.
Quite literally no prize.
The only reason I came in.
Of course. You'll be playing against Matt Dyson here.
Hi there.
Hi, Matt. So, Noel and Matt, alphabetical order... Matt first. Is this a band or is it a transformer? Wheeljack. Wheeljack.
I know this one.
I think I know this one. It's a transformer.
Is the right answer.
Yes. Yeah. My friend had Wheeljack. The toy.
Did he?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. You would have got that. Would you get this one then? Sideswipe, band or transformer?
Transformer.
Transformer is right. Ape face.
Band.
No, transformer.
What?
Yes, ape face, transformer. Yep, genuinely.
From what to what? From what into a robot?
An ape. Robot ape. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I just know it is one. Jazz hole.
Unless Julian's inventing transformers, that's got to be a band.
It's a band, is right. Matt, sea spray.
Sea spray, easy listening Californian band.
Is a transformer. Skid mark.
I wished it was a transformer. It's got to be a punk band.
They're a band. They're from Tulsa. Aftershaft. Aftershaft, right. Band or transformer.
It's never going to be a children's toy. Aftershaft, band.
Yes, it is, yes. A band, is right. Wide load.
Oldfield. Wide load.
Wide load.
I'm going for band.
It's transformer.
Oh,
it's transformer.
Wide load.
Matt, auto pussy. Band or transformer.
Right, band.
It's a band, yeah. It's right, punk band. Snackerjack.
Snackerjack. I'm going for transformer.
No, it's a crisp.
Oh, yeah. Like Snackerjack.
Yeah, it's more like a rice cake.
Yeah, yeah, to be fair, yeah. So I'll give you the point.
Quite a dense crisp. Yeah.
Healthy snack.
Yeah. Panda bandit.
Panda bandit. Again, there are no animal-based transformers, so it's a band.
What about Dinobots?
Oh, yeah.
What about Zoids?
Well, no non-extinct. They were extinct dinosaurs. So it's a band.
It is a band, yeah. Right.
Your knowledge of transformers is dizzying.
Yeah, I know.
Spasma.
Transformer.
It's a transformer. Yes, he's binary bonded to ape face.
Yes.
True. Yeah, true, true. Milk stain.
It's a band, isn't it?
It's a band. It's a band. They're from Virginia. Mustaine.
Transformer?
No, Dave Mustaine out of Megadeth. Finally, AIDS Wolf. The band or Transformer? AIDS Wolf.
Transformer.
It's a band. Oh, Dave, what were the scores?
Matt 5, Noel 4.
Oh!
What?
But you know what? That makes Noel Fielding the winner. Congratulations!
Yes! Can I get my lift now?
Your prize is to tell us when your programme starts.
I think it's on at the end of July.
Final test.
July the 31st.
31st of July when?
In the night time.
10 p.m.
Middle of the night?
Yeah.
10 p.m.
Yeah. Channel?
This is a difficult one.
Let's ask the one with the purple logo.
E4.
What is it?
4-4.
E4.
Channel 4.
Channel 4.
Is that... Are we on Channel 4?
I don't know.
No, E4.
E4, come on, be realistic.
The offshoot. We're on the offshoot channel.
The spawn of 4.
The slightly more edgy offshoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the stuff that no one watches is on.
I'm joking. I've got the car running. Is this a good time to leave, Big R Lady? Yeah, pretty much.
E4, July the 30th. Be there or be somewhere else.
Noel Fielding, thanks for coming in.
Noel Fielding, transformer.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
So I've just discovered that I might be £5 worse off by the end of, by about 10 o'clock this morning. Which no one wants, do they? Through no fault of my own as well.
Well, you say that.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, accidents happen, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, accidents happen. I don't know why I have to be penalised for something that I've done that wasn't deliberate. I don't see why.
You should have been more careful.
Well...
You should have used a tray. That's what they'll say. That's what they'll say.
Who are these?
Happened?
Who are these they? Who are they?
The faceless people.
Oh, God. This is what happened. So I was walking to come... this was about 5 to 6 this morning. We start the show at 6 o'clock. And I was walking, and the office is that we have to work out of is one floor down from the studio, XFM, Studio XFM. What floor are we on? I don't even know that. Third floor. So the second floor. So anyway, so I made myself a cup of tea. That's right. I'm not too big to make my own tea. And Dave Berry would make his own tea, but I made myself a cup of tea. And I don't know. That's right, look impressed. And I came out of the kitchen and I walked through the office, passed through Classic FM, and I walked out of the door. There's a door and then some stairs that lead up to here. As I walked out the door, because I was juggling so many bits of, you know, work-related items, the cup of tea, I walked out the door and the door is one of those self-closing things and it hit my arm as it did. And I dropped the entire cup of tea that I hadn't yet taken a sip from.
Oh, I saw that because I came up a couple of seconds after you and I saw the stain and I wondered who had done that because it's massive. It's a massive stain.
I said it was an entire mug of tea.
Yeah.
and what's more, and then my heart sank because I realised that this pedantic place we work in is they genuinely they do this. They charge you £5 if you drop a cup of tea.
They do. They do.
Yeah. If it's over more than one carpet tile,
it's £5.
Then it could be £10.
This is what they do. We work under these conditions. What the hell? What? So if you drop a cup of tea, seriously, this is real. I'm not making this up.
It
this
is where,
right? You drop a cup of tea. You're right, Matt. It's £5 a carpet tile.
They go through. They go through CCTV, and the area where the stain's.
Yeah, I know.
And
this is.
They
some people
who
get
did it.
Paid to do it. They could save more money by not employing the git to do that, couldn't they? I mean, really. And what's more, I dropped it right in front of the camera as well.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
that's good.
There's a camera right at the seat, and I genuinely just dropped it by accident, not deliberately. Right, accidents happen. And I dropped it, and it hit the floor. And I realised I was standing in front of the CCTV camera. Right. And then I realised I didn't know what to do about it. Because
so
I couldn't
what did you do?
Well, I just came up here.
Just walked off?
Well, I couldn't. What else could I do? Because if I'd have been late on air, you'd have told me off.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to get told off by the...
You could be
man in charge of the building.
What if it hit the cross section of four tiles? Don't you could worry, be owing 20 quid.
Oh, my God! I hadn't thought of that. We need to go and take a photo. I need evidence of this.
We could get the video footage off the cameras, hopefully.
Well,
the incident.
Well, yeah, and then wipe it because it's 7:15. The bloke, the pedantic man's not even in yet. let's mysteriously wipe the tape and he'll go to check it and nothing there. Let's do that.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, that's pedantry for you though, isn't it? You know, accidents happen. I admit it and I'm happy to clean it up myself. And I would have done had I not had to run up here and, you know, do a radio thing. And I would happily go back there and clean it. I'm happy to do it. I don't mind. But the fact that I'll be charged £5... Is it to do with liquid as well? What if I drop soup? Does that make a difference? Because that's a thicker consistency, isn't it?
Yeah. I just think it's down to the staining factor, really.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, they've spent a lot of money on these carpets.
They have not! Look at them!
And
they're threadbare at best.
People are just willy-nilly going around. Oh, yeah. Oops, I've spilled a bit of coffee here.
I didn't do it willy-nilly.
And that's why they suggest everyone should have trays. And you've ignored that, John.
But if I was holding
and now you'll have to pay.
If I was holding a tray, it would have been worse because I wouldn't have even got carrying too much stuff and a cup and a... Mm.
You did it once, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah, and I paid immediately.
Oh, of course you did. Oh, company man. Oh, I bet you ran up to Royston. That's his name.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Royston. Oh, please forgive me. It's £5.
I spilt the coffee. I informed Royston immediately and promised him the £5 before end of play that day.
Oh, God.
Before EOP that day.
I'm not paying. What are they going to do?
Well,
they're going to, eh?
Well,
I'm taking
what Royston thinks about this.
Actually, I'm quite scared of Royston. Yeah. I will pay. Can you take my £5 out of him, Dave? Anyway, office pedantry. Is that a thing? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's the most pedantic thing I've ever heard in a building. So this morning, can you beat that?
I mean, has that happened? Does that? What's the most pedantic thing that the faceless drones of your office place impose on you, their regime? 83936. At XFM on Twitter. Hashtag
office pedantry.
Let's do it. 7:15 then. I'm really going to have to pay this, aren't I? There's no way out of this. Match, fancy a milky chance?
As long as you don't spill it everywhere.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So this weekend, of course, Latitude Festival, wasn't it? Latitude. Benicassim in Spain. And our very own Sunta was out at Benicassim, of course, winging back her mighty legendary interviews back to the studio. So you could hear there was no one she didn't speak to him out of the weekend.
Yeah, she was hanging out with all the big names. Tom from Kasabian, Jake Bugg, Albert Hammond Jr. talking about playing ping pong with Chris Martin. She spoke to them all.
And you can hear it all again at xfm.co.uk, of course. But for me, the standout interview was very much the one she did with Pete Doherty. It was the Libertines, really, but the Pete Doherty bit that just amused me, because what you got really was a man rambling on talking about typewriters from here, and then doing a notable impression. Let's hear the whole clip, okay, for a start, and then
we're going to be doing some new songs, Ali Pali. Hopefully,
are you?
Yeah.
So when have these new songs been written?
Working on one now, actually, before you came in, which is why there was a small delay.
So can you tell us anything about these new songs?
I can tell you that one of them has got a. It's got this in it.
That sound is in a new song. The wonderful sound of a vintage typewriter.
He's just messing with you, Sunter. He hasn't written any new songs.
Well, I think Sunter's taken that with a pinch of salt, the tone of her voice. And that's going to be on a song, is it?
Really?
Peter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Really?
But the bit, of course, of that, apart from the typewriter nonsense, was his mighty impression of Frank Spencer. He just spoke like Frank Spencer out of some
money. He's working on one now, actually, before he came in, which is why there was a small delay.
It's amazing.
Actually, this is why there was a small delay. Sunter.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We've got Frank Spencer, just to compare and contrast, okay? This is Frank Spencer.
Sandra's got two, and Albert's got one, and Freddie hasn't got any at all.
And now here's Pete Doherty.
We're just working on one now, actually, before you came in, which is why there was a small delay.
Amazing. Was he wearing a beret? Please tell me he was wearing a beret.
And producer Simon, who does an impression of Frank Spencer on this programme, was out there as well. I don't know whether his influence was
maybe
there.
Maybe he's been doing it, yeah. Well, backstage Simon, in the dressing room.
Simon's not in today because he's still recovering, I think. Yeah. So we'll find out tomorrow. Anyway, apropos of that, this morning, very simple on the text. Of course, it's a Monday, so let's keep things simple. Let's go music, Doherty, sitcoms, Frank Spencer. Smash them together in the XFM-shaped Hadron Collider. So sitcoms and music this morning. I start you with Men Behaving Badly, Drawn Boy. That's where I'm going in. Last of the Summer Wine House.
Yes, that's good. I had that as
there
well.
There we go. Cross that one out.
Cross it out.
What have you got? What else have you got?
One of my favourite songs of all time, the Beastie Boys classic, Intergalactic Planetary in June.
Nice.
Brush the Strokes.
Very good.
And It Ain't Half Hot, Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, but oh, nice, strong. On the Busted. I hate you, Butler. I hate you, Charlie. Gay Dad's Army. Let's go to Dave for Dave's what that's worth.
Here we go. The Wonder Stuff Years. How I Met Your Wolf Mother.
That's good.
And Only Fools and Band of Horses.
All right, okay, fine.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
Reg Hunter, hello, how are you?
Yes, sir, Josh Widdicombe.
It's a pleasure to have you on.
It's a pleasure to see one of my own, one of my kind, doing a radio show.
Do you know what, Neil? This is a change of gear for XFM. This is...
Is it?
I feel this is the kind of thing we should be doing. Because I'm interested, when you write your stuff, because your stuff comes from a very... do you start with your viewpoint and then add the jokes? would you take stuff out that would get a massive laugh, but which you don't believe in?
I have done. There have been two or three occasions. I've been on stage, and in the midst of telling a joke, and then I stop, and then I say, I beg y'all pardon. I'm not going to continue this joke. And it's a hilarious joke. It's just, I don't believe in it anymore. It's just not true.
And what does the audience do when you...
Well, there's a little secret in the black community that anything that white people don't understand, they call it art.
Music. Music. It rocks. XFM.